Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around St. Albans and from further afield. Now, St. Albans Food and Drink Festival has kicked off today, and for the next couple of weeks, there's an explosion of fun events all over the district. I've just been past the Alban Arena, and there's already plenty of people enjoying the delights of the beer festival there. Now, do take a look at the food and drink pages of the Radio Verulam website. That's www.radioverulam.com. And there is details of all the events, all the times, places, costs, what there is to enjoy. And there's loads going on. So do take a look, as it would be a real shame if you missed out. Now, food production is one of the biggest impacts that we have on the environment. It's a major source of climate change gases, uses vast quantities of fresh water, and has an enormous impact on biodiversity, to name but a few. So anything that reduces this impact is a good thing. So, on the show today, we're going to hear about a couple of events aimed at making our food here in St. Albans a little bit more sustainable. So, first up, let's hear from Elaine Rainsford. She's from the Hare and Hounds pub, and they're running a Meet the Producer event, a chance to meet some of the people producing the food on our doorstep. So, Elaine, thank you ever so much for joining me. So, where did the idea for the Meet the Producer event come from?
Well, basically, at the Hare and Hounds, we're really very passionate about the provenance of the food, where it comes from, what happens to the produce before it gets to you. So these four producers in particular they're very niche, they're quite small and important to us, really, yeah. as a business.
Okay, and why do you think it's important to know more about where your food comes from?
I think the general public these days are much more aware of animal welfare, of what their food has to go through before it gets to their plate. So I think that has become a big thing. And I think with local businesses especially, they can tell you exactly what has happened to your food, where it's come from, how many miles it's done. So I think that's why it's really important to look after local businesses and look after the local environment, really.
Yeah, indeed. It's a lot harder, you know, if your lamb's coming from New Zealand, to ask the producer, you know, a bit about the conditions
exactly.
or this sort of thing, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly, yeah.
As you say, well, if they're just down the road, then that makes it an awful
Absolutely,
lot easier.
Absolutely, much easier.
So you say you've got four producers there. Which producers are they going to be?
Okay, so on the night, we have got Campfire Gin, which is basically they're from Puddingstone Distillery in it's Willstone near Tring.
Yes.
And they make small batches of gin. They use local ingredients on the whole. They're also really good at using things like Himalayan balsam.
Well,
for instance.
You know, we have covered that on this show before, and yeah. I tried to buy some, but it had already
all
run
gone.
Out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but they've got a new batch coming now.
Oh, have they?
They've got a new batch coming for 2019.
Fantastic.
We'll have a new batch coming
it
through.
It makes a lovely gift, does that?
It does. It's a lovely pink colour, and it's a lovely yeah. flavour to it as well. It's yeah. very, very nice. So Campfire Gin will be with us, yes. and they're going to be bringing ingredients with them and talking to people about what they do.
Ooh, nice.
We've also got Three Brewers with us. Now, Three Brewers are a group of three brewers
yeah.
who they brew near Hatfield.
Yes.
So the Hatfield side of St Albans.
Yes. They're over sort of Simon's Hideway or somewhere,
aren't
they?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, right over that way. And they're really good guys. They're very local. They drink in the local pubs. They drink their own beer, obviously.
Yeah. Well, as you say, proper local business
yeah,
people with
yeah.
a proper
the
local...
water comes from their own borehole.
Yes.
They're very passionate again about using local ingredients. So they're great guys to have involved, definitely.
Yeah, and of course, actually, if you're local people producing something, then you see the people who consume what you're
yeah.
buying and get the feedback immediately from them. So it's in your interest that
it really
it's
helps
good.
The local community to thrive because that money, those jobs stay in the community.
Yes.
It doesn't go off to the Cayman Islands or whatever.
Yes.
And it's great. I love it. Okay, the third one is Lost Boys Brewery. Now, these are really new. Very
right.
new guys. They're only in a few places in St Albans. They are four young guys. One of them actually works for Camera, and they produce their own fruit ales mainly. At the moment, we stock their peach ale.
Right, this sounds delicious.
Oh, it's lovely. It's very, very nice. And you can taste it. When you drink it, you can taste the peaches. You can taste. It just tastes home, like a home brew.
It's lovely. I wonder if that counts as one of your five a day.
I would say so. So those guys are going to be there. And then the last one, but not least, is Hedges Farm. They're based out on the A414.
Of course, yes.
And so just Drew, Caroline and Fiona. And they are very passionate about the animals. Fiona, you'll always see her everywhere showing the animals at the Hertfordshire Show, things like that. They've all got names.
Yes.
Turkeys are there at the moment.
Well, and you can go and walk past the field, so you can be assured
absolutely
of the welfare standard, can't you?
Absolutely. They're very passionate about the animals and about the farm. And so it's lovely. And even the guys working in the butcher, the shop,
are
very knowledgeable about the meats. It's a great place to get your meat from.
Wonderful.
I love it.
Okay, so we'll get to meet the producers. Will there be a chance to taste?
Yes. So all four will have samples for you to taste.
Lovely.
We'll also have, obviously, the Lost Boys Brewery. All four producers will you be able to buy from us over the bar as well as sampling from them. I think that Hedges Farm, they're bringing some of their sausages, for instance.
Fantastic.
Get one to try.
Okay, that's really good then. And you say that the Hare and Hounds, they love to buy things local. Do you use these producers as well?
We do. All four of them are integral to our business. Plus, there's other small producers as well, but these are the ones that are most integral to our business at the moment.
Okay, so just remind us of the date and time.
So the date is Thursday of next week.
That's right, the 4th of October.
That's right, yep. Thank you. The 4th of October, and that is starting from 8 o'clock.
Yep.
And so all the producers will all be there ready to chat to everyone about what they do and how they do it.
Well, that sounds like a lovely event. We hope it goes really well. Thank you for coming and telling us about some of the great stuff that you're doing
with
the Hare and Hounds.
Thank you.
No problem. Thanks, Elaine. And I was there talking to Elaine Rainsford from the Hare and Hounds Pub, and that's the Meet the Producer event at the Hare and Hounds, 8 till 9 on the 4th of October. And if you're interested in cutting down on your food miles and eating more local food, then you might want to check out another couple of the events going on in the next couple of weeks. Now, Box Local, you remember we featured them on the show before. They are a box scheme where you can buy local vegetables and other produce. They've got a special festival box containing locally sourced fruit, veg, cheese and eggs, as well as an exclusive recipe card, which you can take with the box contents. Now, if you order by Monday, that's Monday the 1st of October, and by noon on Monday, you'll get your delivery by Thursday the 4th of October. That's next Thursday. So do take a look at the events listing on the Radio Verulam website for more details of that great offer. Also, you might want to go and check out Food Smiles. Now, they're a local organic food growing cooperative, and they invite you to come along for a free tour and tea and cake. Oh, and they're good at bakers there, really good tea and cake, at their plot at Hammond's End Farm. That's just between Harpenden and Red, and that's between 1 and 4 this Saturday, that's September the 29th. And you can come and see how you can get involved if you want to, or just enjoy some of their cooperative vegetable site. And memberships are available from only 4 hours help per month. And do beware that the paths are a bit uneven, so do wear strong shoes. Right, now we're going to next hear about an event that's been run this time by Camp Hill Village Trust. They've got the cafe on the corner in St Albans. The event's called Seeds of Nurture. And I spoke to Nicole and Alex and Joanne from the Camp Hill Village Trust to find out more about their event. So I've got in the studio three people from the Camp Hill Village Trust. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Nicole.
Hi, I'm Joanna.
Hi, I'm Alex.
Now, I've seen the cafe on the corner on Catherine Street, and I've noticed that it's run by the Camp Hill Village Trust, but I don't really know anything about it. Nicole, would you like to just tell us what it is, what it does?
Okay. So we support people with disabilities and mental health conditions in a cafe environment to learn new skills with baking, customer service. So hopefully they can move on to potentially get paid jobs in the future.
Great. Joanna, would you like to explain to us what's special about the food that's served at the cafe on the corner?
All of our produce that we make cakes with or that we do hot food with is all produced and homegrown in our local allotment that we run as Camp Hill.
Okay, and do you help on the allotment?
Yes, I like to help on a Monday morning and a Friday morning.
Okay, so you volunteer twice a week. And what kind of things have you grown this year?
The produce we've grown has been quite to an extent, really. We've grown tomatoes, broad beans, broccoli, spinach, sweet peas.
Wow.
Lots of flowers too. Which
oh, flowers as well.
Flowers, and we have 5 chickens.
Oh, which chickens produce as well?
Chickens, which produce the eggs that we use in our cafe to create our cakes.
Wonderful, excellent. Now, Alex, you volunteer at the cafe. What kind of food are you serving at the cafe at the moment?
We have cakes to soups to... We may also use chili jam, as Nicole said earlier. It's great fun to work in there. I like nicknaming staff, especially. Cakes, different salads.
Lovely. So all delicious food. And you say using the produce that that you've grown as well. Now, Nicole, you've got an event coming up for the St. Albans Food Festival. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
So what we're hoping to do is provide... sort of an education around how to use your surplus harvest. So obviously it's coming to the end of the season, and instead of throwing it away, because we don't want to waste food, we will be preserving, we'll be making chutneys and jams, and then people can have little tasters on the day.
Fantastic. Sounds delicious. Joanne, is there anything that you've produced an enormous amount of this year on the allotment that will need preserving?
The most amount of the produce that we made the most amount of was the tomatoes. So we've been growing lots of tomatoes, made into tomato soup, tomato chutney, tomato jam.
Wow, excellent. Well, that sounds really tasty. So Alex, what kind of things do you think people will learn if they come along to the event?
Different foods you go, chili jams and stuff.
No waste.
So do you try in the cafe, do you try and reduce the amount of waste that you have there?
We do.
Excellent. Well, that's good to know as well, isn't it? Because food waste is obviously an important issue. And just a few practicalities, Nicole. Do we have to book if we want to come along to the event?
No, we're open all day. So we open from 9 and we close at 4 o'clock. So people can pop in. We still have our main menu running, which is all seasonal dishes as well with the taster board. So we're hoping to do like a ploughman's board with the chutneys, and then for a sweet tooth we then have like jams with scones.
Delicious. So it sounds like a really tasty treat, but hopefully learning lost and keeping waste down as well. Thank you very much indeed, Nicole, Joanna and Alex, for joining me here today.
Thank you very much.
I was there talking to Nicole, Joanne and Alex from the St. Albans branch of the Camp Hill Village Trust. And they told me afterwards that the allotment where they grow a lot of the food for the cafe on the corner is just down the Sandridge Road. So really very local, low food miles there. And their tasting and recipe event to help us use our surplus harvest is on October the 6th from 9 o'clock. And that's at the cafe of the corner at 39 Catherine Street. And it's for free now. Just a bit of news from some other local food businesses. No Moomoo, the new plant-based restaurant between Lusman's and the Abbey, is now open Thursday, Friday and Saturday evenings, as well as throughout the day. And they've also introduced a rather yummy-looking vegan Sunday roast. And down at the Green Kitchen, that's another plant-based restaurant, that's on the Hatfield Road near Oaklands College, they're holding a special evening of American classics with a vegan twist. Now, that's on Friday evening. Do look them up on Facebook or call them on St Albans 753 661 to book. Now, you can bring your own alcohol and there's no corkage charge, or you can buy soft drinks there. So that's the Green Kitchen, and that's their evening of American classics with a vegan twist. And then next Wednesday, Luzman's Restaurants, they're one of the leading lights in the Sustainable Restaurants Association, they will be hosting another Dream Team Dinner. Now, what they're doing is they're getting top local chefs together to bring you the best of local and sustainable food whilst raising money for Hearts Young Homeless, which is a great local charity. So do check out their restaurant, sorry, not their restaurant, their website, if you're interested in that great evening. And another date that you might be interested in, if you're interested in local food, is the Highfield Park Apple Day. That's on Sunday the 8th of October, so not this Sunday, next weekend. And that's from 2 till 4. And you can join them for a fun and traditional celebration of English apples. There's something for everyone at their Sunday afternoon event. You could just come along and listen to a local band whilst indulging in some homemade cake with a cup of tea or coffee, or you could run around with the younger members of the family, run around their apple-based games such as apple bobbing, hunt the apple, and many more. They're going to have an apple juicing display, and they're going to have a local beekeeper there as well if you want to find out more of what is happening around Highfield Park. Also, whilst you're there, you can support Highfield Park with the purchase of its apple juice and cider as well. Oh, I didn't know they were doing cider. I have to cover that one on the show. From the orchards at Highfield Park on Selbarns Lane, which is where two of the local hospitals used to be, and now it's a lovely park there. So if you know where Charters Health Club is, the Apple Day tends to be centred around there. And of course, their apple juice, delicious and low. Very few food miles there. Right, now you can listen to any edition of Environment Matters by going to www.radioverulam.com/podcasts, and you can also subscribe to the weekly Environment Matters podcast through your favourite, tripping over my tongue here, podcast provider. You can follow me on Twitter, that's at @RV_environment, and we're on Facebook too. Or do drop me a line, amanda@radioverulam.com, if you've got a comment about the show or you've got ideas for things that you'd like to cover. We always like to hear your ideas, and indeed we've covered lots of things that listeners have come up with already. That's great. So we'll be back at the same time next week. Hope that you enjoy the food festival. In the meantime, thank you for listening.